Yes.
How do you spell last name? Yeah, what's the address here?
You know what? It says I'm new to the station, so it escapes me right now.
Okay, I could get it out. I have it at work.
Okay.
Yeah, when I go, when I leave, I'll just grab real fast. And what's your middle name? And date of birth. That's all the personal information. And you're an engineer?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, so you're recovering 34s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what happened?
Well, we turned the corner, and we were there a lot quicker than we normally would because we were halfway there. We were just heading out, and we turned onto the street, and we were going down the street. It's very wide street, and we happened to just stage in the middle before we committed to a parking place, and we were about 300 feet away where we saw officers with their guns drawn, pointed toward the front porch of the home, and we weren't going to go anywhere until we were given an all clear. And then after about 30 seconds of being on scene, we saw and heard gunshots, and I'm guessing maybe 5 or 6 shots were popped off, and a lot of smoke, and after a couple minutes of sitting there, we figured, you know, maybe the captain actually approached first, and then he kind of signaled to all of us, and it was clear to come over. So we grabbed the medical gear and approached. And funny, walking across, right on the curb, walking across the front lawn, I smelled alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah, way out on the street in the corner, and that was kind of strange. Unless a drink was spilled on the lawn or something, it wasn't like gunpowder or anything.
Yeah.
It was alcohol way out on the street, but we went up.
Like an alcoholic beverage? Like beer?
Yeah, it smelled like an alcoholic beverage. So we approached the victim, noticed that the screen door was shut of the residence, but the front door was open, and the victim was down on the front porch, and I kind of asked the deputy that was holding the shotgun if the residence was safe, you know, if it had been cleared, and he, we didn't really want to commit to the victim right in front of the front door there without having an all clear. And it was real chaotic. I mean, everybody just went through a lot. So a deputy was sent inside right away, and I looked in through the screen door, and he was doing a search with his sidearm out in front of him. And anyway, we got the all clear to give treatment. We flipped him, turned the gunshot patient over, and he was pretty messed up. He had handcuffs on, he was face down when we first approached him. We turned him over. There was some agonal breathing, which he took one or two gasps of air. and there were no obvious signs where we could just commit him, say, you know. So we decided to treat him.
Okay.
So at that moment, one of the medics, his name was on our crew, he started the ALS treatment and
advanced life support.
Yes. And Captain asked me to accompany him because there's a victim across the street. So I went with him, we went, walked across the street, and there was this lady crying hysterically on the sidewalk, and she, as I found out, she was the neighbor who called 911.
Okay.
And knew there was a history between this couple. You know, she kept telling the spouse that was battered. She had a swelling on her forehead. She was holding an ice pack on
it. Who was holding the ice pack?
The spouse.
Okay.
But we went over there, and there was the spouse of the now deceased and the neighbor who called 911, and I was treating both of them.
Okay.
And it seemed like the spouse was pretty disturbed. She kept wanting to get over to the house to get to her purse and retrieve a phone where she could call. I wasn't sure if it was her daughter or her son, but one of her children. Eventually, she started walking over, and I had to bring her back and sit her down, and a deputy finally came over after about 5 or 10 minutes and just kind of stayed with her. Actually, two guys came over. And then I started dealing with the neighbor lady who had no shortness of breath or chest pains, but she was stressed out over many things in her life, and she had been drinking and taking medication, and just, I felt like she was going to need treatment. So we got a medic over there. I requested a chaplain for both of them. And they both were pretty shook up.
Okay.
And that's about it that I can think of right now.
Okay, when you guys, you said you were sitting about 300 feet, I guess it would have been west of the house.
east.
Oh, you guys were east of the house before you got there?
Yes.
Did you guys come from, take Planus down to Flores? Or did you take 444 down?
Given exact streets, I can't, because we were driving and the captain opened up his map book and he gave me directions like, okay, turn right here, and then go two streets and turn right here.
Okay.
And I had other things going on in my mind, and I wasn't thinking about the streets.
Okay, so you're 300 feet east of the house.
And facing west.
You're facing west, okay. And you saw, how many deputies did you see in front of the house?
I'm guessing four,
okay,
maybe three together, and once, I'm guessing at least four,
okay,
right in front of the house.
And you said they all had their guns drawn?
It appeared so, yes.
Okay. Did you see, you saw the victim at this time?
No, I never saw the victim.
Okay. Where were they standing, the deputies standing?
they were standing about 20 feet, and this is from a football field away at least. I'm guessing they were standing approximately 20 feet from the front of the house.
Okay.
Facing the front door.
Okay.
And then just shots started breaking out, and I'm guessing five or six shots.
Okay. Could you tell how many deputies fired their guns, or could you see the flash from any guns?
I saw smoke.
Okay.
And I would say at least two.
Okay. So you never saw the guy, so... when you got up to the victim, did you see a knife?
No. When... I didn't see the knife until we were approaching the front yard. And I was walking, approaching the corner, and I saw a deputy walking away with a wooden handle, bloody stainless steel blade. I think the blade was about 8 inches, but he was holding the end of the knife like this and walking away from the house.
Okay. And when you first approached the victim, you said he had agonal breathing. Is that, what exactly is that?
Well, we didn't notice any breathing at all because he was face down.
Okay.
When we first approached. Once we got an all clear from the interior search of the home, we then turned him over, and that's when we heard kind of an agonal breath, which is like your last breath of life, where, you know, it's almost a reflex action.
Yeah.
It's not that he's conscious or anything, but it's...
just the air getting out of the system.
Right. And so he was like, there was one agonal breath and then a half of another, and that was it.
Okay. So no pulse, no nothing?
I didn't assess vitals personally, but the medic was assessing vitals. And he was aggressive with treatment, and so he was doing his thing, you know, getting and working on an airway and making sure that somebody was giving him O2, bagging him, as we say.
Okay. Everybody?
Right.
So how long were you with the original victim, the gunshot victim?
I was there 3 minutes, maybe. About 3 minutes.
Okay, so you left when your captain, and you went across the street because there was another victim?
Yeah, he told me there was another victim, and we walked across the street, and that's where I saw the lady standing on the curb.
Okay.
With her hands over her face and just hysterical.
Okay.
This was the neighbor that called 911 that felt responsible for this man being shot. She was all shook up. She's on heavy meds, lost her mom recently, has medical problems, and she was a mess.
Okay, how long did you guys stage before your captain walked down?
Probably 2 to 3 minutes at the most.
Okay. Then you guys walked down there, and how long did you guys wait until the deputy gave you the all clear when the victim was in front of the house before you started treating her?
Well, we pulled up on scene, And this is the timeline, the way I remember it. We pulled up on scene, I stopped, set my anchor locks, mm-hmm. my brakes.
Okay.
And about 30 seconds later, the shots were going off.
Okay.
And we're then questioning if we're too close. Yeah. The captain called our dispatch, said shots fired, sent an engine and a battalion chief. And I think we sat there for about two more minutes. And then he said, I'm going to go check it out. Let's get ready to go. So he walked. He by the time he got to the corner in front of the house, mm-hmm. I was watching him, and he signaled,
okay.
Come on in.
Okay.
And so that's when I had the other guys, gave them the signal, the firefighters were heading in. So then we got there to the front another minute later.
Okay.
So from the time I set my anchor locks, I would think that we were at the front porch within 4 minutes.
Okay. All right. Anything else? I can't think of any other questions unless you have something else to add.
You know, I probably, you know, this probably doesn't mean anything, but out in the street or a pair of sunglasses that okay. I figured were deputies, and I picked them up and I set them on the sidewalk. Because there were cars driving by, and I knew a car was going to run over them.
Right.
They were in the middle of the street.
Uh-huh.
So, because I saw the deputies' cars were parked, you know, all different positions out in front,
yeah.
I figured they just fell off when he was
okay.
doing, you know, getting his gear.
Yeah. Now you said the wife, she had a lump on her head?
Yeah.
Okay, did you guys treat her for that?
Well, she was treating herself. She had already had a towel with ice in it, and she was holding it. It was above her left eyebrow.
Okay.
You could see some evidence of swelling.
Okay. Did she say where it was from?
She didn't. The neighbor kept telling her, you know, he's not going to hit you anymore, you know, and don't feel bad about it.
This is after they already knew, assumed he was dead?
Well, nobody knew he was dead just then.
Okay.
They didn't. I didn't say anything to them. They just knew that he had been shot.
Okay. All right.
And the spouse, she didn't make any statements to me about that incident other than she wanted to go back into the house to get her purse and her phone.
Okay. That's good enough. Okay. Thanks for your time.
Sure.
What time do you guys usually go to bed?
10:30.
Okay.